Cases among firefighters in the profession. We'll have that story still to come on WTOP. Also look at the fight over the budget as a shutdown looms. It is 11:59, midnight now on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where a jury has found singer R. Kelly guilty on all counts at his racketeering and sex trafficking trial. CBS's Jerika Duncan is covering this case in Brooklyn.
Lizette Martinez, known as Jane Doe Number 9, says she was underage when R. Kelly forced her to engage in sexual acts.
If you could just describe how you're feeling after hearing the news.
I'm feeling extremely happy, relieved. I'm so proud of the women who were able to speak their truth.
Kelly did not take the stand, but jurors heard the testimonies of five defense witnesses.
Kelly faces 10 years to life in prison. Republican senators have blocked a bill to keep the government open and raise the debt limit.
I'm Peter King. Senate Republicans have held true to Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's promise.
We will not provide Republican votes for raising the debt limit.
The motion is not agreed to.
The proposal would have funded the government through early December, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Republicans would let the country default for the first time in history.
Democrats are expected to try again before Thursday's deadline to avoid a government shutdown. Peter King, CBS News.
Healthcare workers in New York are rallying against a statewide COVID vaccine mandate. They're demanding Governor Kathy Hochul rescind it.
No one asked us why, as healthcare workers, we do not want this vaccine. I believe myself to be more afraid of this vaccine than I am of COVID.
Hospital and nursing home staff need at least one COVID shot or risk getting fired. North Korea has accused the U.S. of hostility and demands the Biden administration permanently end joint military exercises with South Korea. The North has also reportedly continued its weapons testing weeks after firing short-range missiles towards Japan. Facebook has paused plans to introduce an Instagram app for kids.
Psychology professor Gene Twenge says outside research shows social media can negatively impact kids' mental health.
Instagram really can't be fixed in a way that would make it safe for kids 12 and under. I mean, it's already not particularly safe for kids over 13.
This Thursday, Facebook executives will get a grilling on Capitol Hill. Carter Evans, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A mountaineer from Colorado is planning to lead the first all-black American expedition to the top of Mount Everest. Phil Henderson will lead the 9-person team sometime next year. He's already led an all-black team to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro and several expeditions in Nepal and South America. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
12:03 on Tuesday, September 28, 2021. It's 69 degrees now in the nation's capital. Good morning, I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local story we're following this hour, the major party candidates for governor of Virginia will debate for the final time tonight, right here in our region.
The race for governor has been tightening, with polling showing a toss-up election between Republican Glenn Youngkin, the political newcomer, and Terry McAuliffe, the former Democratic governor. There's a lot at stake as the two have their debate tonight at Northern Virginia Community College's Alexandria campus. Comes less than 2 weeks after their first debate, when one of the main issues was COVID vaccine mandates. McAuliffe was in favor.
I have been very strong in this from day one.
And Youngkin was opposed.
I do believe that individuals should be allowed to make that decision on their own.
The election is November 2nd, though early voting has already started. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It's one of the most heinous crimes in our region's history. And later this morning, the man responsible for it will hear his punishment. Jared Ramos is scheduled to be sentenced in Annapolis after being found criminally responsible for shooting and killing five people in June 2018 in the Capital Gazette newsroom. He's expected to be sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. The hearing is scheduled to start at 9 this morning, with the sentence to be announced at noon. WTOP's Megan Cloherty, John Doman, and Jack Moore will be at the courthouse. We're coming up on 5 past midnight now. It's getting tougher and tougher to hire police officers across our region and across the country. Departments are fighting for recruits. WTOP's investigative reporter Megan Cloverty sat down with Prince George's County's police chief to talk about the challenges.
Prince George's County Police Chief Malik Aziz says part of changing the hiring process is evaluating the reasons that might disqualify a police officer candidate to see if they're out of date.
So we always have to look at our qualifications, our disqualifiers, our admission process, things that make sense and things that don't. So I'm looking at everything.
Aziz says, like others across our region, his police force is below its ideal strength. It has 17 cadets hired for the class. It starts in 1 month.
You know, we try to get to 30. I would like more. If we can get 40 or 50, that'll be great.
With six of his officers indicted this year and the department recently reaching a settlement acknowledging racial bias in the ranks, Aziz says he sees opportunity to recruit for change.
Yeah, I was reading a quote by Sheryl Sandberg, and she said, when you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, you don't ask which seat, you just get on. This is the rocket ship. This is where we're going. And you want to be a part of this change.
In Upper Marlboro, Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Cancer is the number one cause of line-of-duty deaths for firefighters. But work is underway at some fire departments in our area to try to turn the tide on that and save the lives of lifesavers.
I'm one of the lucky ones.
Chief Jim Vagonis with the Rockville Volunteer Fire Department is a throat cancer survivor. That cancer linked to his job as a firefighter.
Carcinogens that are coming out of the carpets and the tables and the chairs and the plastic that are in there are what's causing cancer.
To lower the risk, his department and Montgomery County Fire Rescue is focusing on decontamination, which means gear is scrubbed down and faces white before leaving fire scenes, and no dirty gear is allowed in firehouses, cars, or homes.
I remember having the gear sit next to my bed in my bedroom.
Not anymore.
His hope is these steps and others will lead to a reduction in the cancer rates among firefighters over the next 5 years. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Traffic and weather next on WTOP. It's 12:07.
The Business Spotlight. Here's Kim McPhee, owner and director of Washington Speech.
The biggest challenges to our speech therapy practice in the past year were dealing with the unknowns and the ever-changing landscape presented by COVID-19. We are fortunate to have a team of very capable and adaptive speech therapists who were able to pivot from in-person therapy to teletherapy to now doing a mix of both. Add to that the financial challenges of inconsistent and unpredictable cash flow. The team at TD Bank helped us withstand the fiscal headwinds of COVID-19 so we could keep our team together and continue to provide speech therapy to our patients. Our team at Washington Speech is grateful to all of the members at TD Bank who helped us during this unprecedented time and continue to be there for us today.
In business, the people you know play a key role in your success. TD Bank's small business specialists want to learn your business so they may provide the right financial solutions to solve your big and small challenges. To learn more, go to tdbank.com/smallbusiness.
Tell us what you're seeing on your commute. Call the WTOP Traffic Center at 866-304-WTOP. Washington's top news, traffic and weather. Keep